Hey, it's Zana. Welcome back to Solo Trip Podcast. And if you're new here, hi, I'm an independent music artist. I write, record, and produce my own music. And I also film 4 series here on my YouTube. And this one is all about spirituality and metaphysics and the occult and so, so much more. So for this video, I got triggered the other day. As always, whenever I film these videos, they always come from a triggered place. And I wrote down a note to film this about why we fear the future. And something that I have come to understand for myself is that it's usually something in the present that has happened that then triggers fear in the present, but about the future. So for example, say something really unexpected happens. In fact, let's take it to music, right? Sometimes when when something happens with my music, when I'm making music and it doesn't go how I want it to go, like it's just not working, the production's not working, or my voice isn't sounding how I want it to sound or something like that, I then start getting anxious about the future. And it's because of the meaning that I've given to the present situation. So to my music in the present, I've given it some kind of fear-based meaning, or like a negative belief has been triggered, and then that means that I then start fearing the future. And it's going to happen with so many areas of our life, like especially relationships. I feel like in relationships this happens all the time, but also surrounding success. Maybe something negative has happened in your relationship in the present, and then that causes you to fear the future. And it's because of a present wound, a present trigger, a present emotion, a present fear, a present belief. Something in the present has been triggered, and now your like thoughts are starting to focus on the future. So like if you fall out with somebody in the present, you can then start fearing and overthinking and start wondering what's going to happen in the future with that person. But it's because of something that's happened in the present moment that you're now starting to think about all of the different scenarios that could potentially happen in the future. So for me, like in the past, whenever I would think about future things, I wouldn't bring it back to the present moment. I would be like overthinking the future and wondering why I'm fearing the future. And then when I start to delve into the root of that and take it back to like the present moment, I'm like, oh, it's something right now that's actually happened in this moment or in a recent moment that's causing me to now overthink the future. So like understanding that even though whatever happens in the future is out of your control and is not something that you can literally like focus on and make sure structurally that you move it to where you want it to go and stuff, like you can't do that in the future because you're not there yet, but in the present moment we can. And I feel like we hear about this phrase of coming back to the now. There's a book, The Power of Now. So many people talk about the now and the present moment and focusing on the present moment and stuff like that, but I feel like when you're in the overthinking moment, it's not something that you're focusing on because you're overthinking. So you're thinking about the future. You're not really grounded in the present. And what I've come to understand for myself is that as soon as I start going into fear of the future, fear of whatever's going to happen, fear of different situations, fear of different outcomes, a fear of not achieving my goals and like of relationships not working out, a fear of people leaving my life, like all of these infinite fears that you can come up with, because our ego mind can come up with a million bloody things, I swear, can come up with so many different scenarios that we then spiral into. So as soon as that starts to happen, it's like, okay, let me stop this for a second. Let me get back into my body. So that might be through physical movement or whatever it is that works best for you, but get back into your body, get back into the present moment and be like, okay, what is the current situation that has just happened that has caused me to now panic and go into fight or flight mode and go into fear? You know, what has actually caused my mind to spiral and race the way that it is because it's trying to find a solution? Like, I feel like the reason why our minds even race to that degree is because they want to control the outcome. So they want to control the situation. So like it starts racing to all of these different scenarios because when we're aware of those scenarios, we can protect ourselves. It's almost like predicting what could happen so that if that situation happens, you're safe because it already predicted and knew that that was going to happen. So now you can handle it in a way where you already knew. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's trying to predict the future for you, to protect you, to keep you safe, so that you can handle that situation in the best possible way. But what if those situations aren't going to happen? Like, the ego mind doesn't know that that situation is not going to happen. It's just trying to think of everything in order to protect you and keep you safe from whatever it is that could potentially happen. But if that thing doesn't actually happen, then you've just sat there for however long, fearing it and overthinking about it for no reason, because it's not actually going to happen. So it's like, okay, we know that we're overthinking. We know that we're going to all of these different scenarios, because any one of them could pop up at any moment. But we can't control and choose which one's going to happen. So let's come back to the present moment. Let's get out of our heads and back into our body, and then understand what scenario in the present has actually caused us to fear all of these different scenarios. So, like, what kind of situation has just happened that caused that trigger, so that you can actually be present with that emotion that's coming up? Because there's an emotion below all of those thoughts. There's an emotion below all of that fear, and all of the, like, the analysing of all of these different scenarios is coming from an emotional space. So, like, getting below those thoughts and back into your body and into the actual emotion behind it, so that you can get to the belief behind it, and then start to do the shadow work of, like, transforming that belief into something else. And I feel like to do that is to actually just hold compassion for that belief in the first place, because it used to serve you. It's coming from a childhood programming, most likely, like a societal programming or some kind of survival and coping mechanism that you've taken on as a child. So, like, becoming aware of what that belief is and where it stems from, the type of program that it stems from, whether that be childhood or whether that be societal or whatever it may be, and then holding compassion for the part of you that is still clinging on to it because it still feels like it needs it in order to survive. And it's like, okay, we're just going to be present with this right now. We're just going to sit with this right now and be kind to it and understand it and hold space for it, because it's valid. You know, like, all of our wounds, all of our triggers, all of our emotions are all valid, because they all come from an innocent, pure place. They all come from a template, essentially, like a programmed autopilot behavior. So just holding space for that, so that you can allow it to release on its own without trying to, like, force it and judge it and push it to the side and stuff. This is something I'm really learning recently, is to stop judging it whenever it comes up. Because I would, like, pile on the shame and the guilt and the punishment for it existing. And that does not help. It just makes you cling onto it even more. So just giving it a safe space to actually breathe and exist. And then through that process, it kind of shifts your mind away from the future and the overthinking of the future, and it brings you to the present to be able to understand where things actually stem from. And that may take you into the past, but you're starting with the present experience of, like, what triggered it right now? What actually brought that trigger on before my mind then started going crazy? And then understanding that present experience, you may then find that there's similar experiences in your past. And this is like a repeated pattern, but just with different faces, different people, different situations. But it's like the same dynamic, you know? So, like, it may take you into the past as well. It's kind of crazy how much we move through the past, present and future, but I'm just understanding that when I want to drift into the future and start fearing all of this shit, we need to bring it back to the present, and then the present may take you into the past, and then from there you'll come back to the present and be like, okay, but this is where I am right now, and this is the belief that I have right now, and this is what I'm going to hold space for, and then this is where I want to be in the future. And this is what I'm choosing for the future. This is what I'm working towards for the future. But we can't control the exact outcome, because what you imagine for yourself may be minuscule in comparison to what your soul has planned for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, our ego mind can't comprehend half of the miracles that our soul is about to bring to us. So just understanding that you can't control everything in the future, and you can bring it back to the present and to the present trigger and the present wound and hold space for it, so that it actually allows it to transform gradually, because I'm realizing again for myself that the transformation is gradual, and it's like one moment at a time, one integration process at a time, like one hour of stillness at a time. You know what I mean? Like, you can't control when that switch happens, and that's that, like, switch of you finally understanding something on a deeper level may not be something that you consciously become aware of. It may be something that's very subconscious, and it, like, you gradually start to shift your behavior and your beliefs gradually start to change. And it's not something that you really notice until you like read back in your journal or something. You see how far you've come and they're like, wow, I can't believe I used to be there in the past. And you didn't even realize that you've actually come that far, you know. I feel like it's really important to just let go of the grip of trying to control it and trying to force it and trying to see each minuscule step, because you're not likely to, like, you know, so much internal transformation happens when we're not even aware of the depth of it. Like the tiniest little revelation can actually have such a huge impact and you're not aware of the impact that it's having. So yeah, just coming back to the present moment and allowing yourself to really be present with that is going to have a huge impact, more than you're even aware of right now. And if you keep doing that and make that like a daily practice, especially when a trigger happens, making that a practice when a trigger happens, oh my God, it's going to be a game changer. I'm not even exaggerating, because I'm experiencing it for myself. And when I look back, I'm like, holy shit, we have come so far. And it's actually really incredible. So yeah, I hope this video was helpful. Thank you so much for listening on the podcast apps as well. Definitely DM me, WhatsApp me, comment down below on YouTube if you have any video suggestions, because I'm always open to those. And also all links to everything about me, my music, my phone number, my social media, my jewelry, my crystal jewelry, everything else will be in the description box below. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Oh,